USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh says he's not going anywhere. Still defending himself against sexual assault allegations now from two women, he gives an exclusive interview to Fox News last night.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process, and we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
The two women making accusations against him are scheduled to address the matter at a hearing on Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Panel. Evacuations underway in the Georgetown, South Carolina area. Flooding of 5 to 10 feet deep is threatening them after Hurricane Florence. About 8,000 people affected. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Transparency, we want to have openness.
President Trump leaving some suspense about what's going to happen with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The president asked while in New York yesterday for the UN General Assembly what he's planning to do when it comes to Rosenstein, who's reportedly either planning to resign or expecting to be fired.
I'm meeting with Rod Rosenstein on Thursday when I get back from all of these meetings, and we'll be meeting at the White House, and we'll be determining what's going on.
Comic legend Bill Cosby to be sentenced today after being convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer back in 2004. The DA wants 5 to 10 years in prison, saying Cosby hasn't shown remorse. Senator Ted Cruz and his wife in a Washington, D.C. restaurant, the latest to face protesters and hecklers as they were trying to have dinner last night. This is the USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It appears work on the Keystone Pipeline will finally get underway next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The developer of the Keystone XL Pipeline says now that the U.S. State Department's concluded major environmental damage from a leak is unlikely and could quickly be mitigated, they do plan to start construction next year. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John saying on Monday the company remains committed to moving ahead with the project after years of reviews by federal and state regulators. But as for that report issued on Friday by the Trump administration's State Department, it's quickly drawing sharp criticism from environmental groups who are pledging to continue to fight the project, which they still view as an environmental threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And speaking of oil, members of OPEC have just wrapped up their latest meetings in Algiers where they discussed supply and demand. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 7/10 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.